We're still in isolation. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. Nice to see you over Skype yet again this week. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I every day think I have something more. I woke up this morning, my throat's still sore for weeks, and I'm achy on my left side, and my lower back aches, and my left arm aches. I've read some accounts of people's symptoms, and they've had some of the same ones, so I'm definitely still hypocoronic and freaking out a little bit, thinking I have it. You know,
right.
I keep measuring my breaths because I have bad asthma, so I keep like thinking, is that pressure on my chest, or is that because I keep pressing on my chest?
So basically, you will have the ailments or the symptoms, I should say, for the rest of your life, or is this it, basically?
Oh,
is this how it's going to go?
Or at least the
psychosomatic ailments, I should say.
I hope not the next 18 months of this whole... No, I mean, my throat is truly sore, but it has been for weeks.
Uh-huh.
Before the whole, area, the whole tri-state area got a big outburst.
Right.
Right.
So it's possible that you were patient zero with your sore throat. Is that what you're saying?
No, I definitely wasn't patient zero. And I haven't gone and gotten tested. I see obviously a lot of people are now because there's so many cases in town.
Right.
Like every town up here, you know.
Right. Well, I think until you are symptomatic, it seems.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have as many symptoms as some people saying they have symptoms that, but I'm trying to just tell myself I'm being a hypochondriac, but it's a little scary since it's all around us. Don't you think?
Yes, it is. But
beyond a little scary, let's be honest. It's very scary. But so what we decided was we will do today's show because we both have decided that for our mental health, it's probably not good to immerse ourselves in Corona news 24/7,
right,
which is hard not to do because we're all home.
Because we all know what our mental health is to begin with, so.
That too. But we're all home. No, I am achy. My back, everything.
By the way, are you doing therapy via phone?
I know. I was thinking about that. I started with a new therapist, as you might remember, and we had 4 sessions.
Right.
And I was thinking I do need to get in touch with her and see and do them by Skype, I guess, going forward.
Right.
Unless just save the money and not.
I'm doing them via phone.
You're better therapy for me.
What?
Like, I talk to you, you make me laugh, and then I feel better.
Oh, that's so nice.
But anyway,
were you going to send me a check, though, then?
Maybe I could pay you half of what I pay the therapist, so that way it's still a win-win. You're still making money, but I'm still getting a discount.
That sounds
saving
perfect.
Money.
Maybe that should be our next thing. We can do therapy over the Community News airways.
Oh. Well, you know how many people, therapists, everybody, every business is offering everything through Skype.
Right.
So you and I, since our way of making money is also on hold right now,
right,
like everyone else's is, it would be great if we could figure out a way we can make you laugh through Community News Skype, then we charge you. How do we do that?
I don't know. You mean Tower Records didn't pay their advertising bill this month? Is that what you're telling
me? Tower Records and Borders Book and Blockbuster Video, our huge 3 sponsors, said that right now, because of what's going on in the world, they're going to have to put all their advertising on hold because they're not having customers coming and using their services.
I don't think they've had customers for 10 years. So
that's what I thought, that
right,
they hadn't for 10 and 20 years. But
right,
I was like, I didn't want to even say anything because I was like, does somebody there not know? Did somebody not notice, or am I talking to like?
You mean they're like one of these POWs that have no idea that the war is over at this point, and they're still living in the past?
Yeah. Or I'm not sure if our contact there is a millennial who maybe isn't aware that at some point they stopped being viable businesses. I don't know. I hope everyone is washing their hands.
Stay safe, everybody. Stay sane, most importantly.
Stay sane. I don't know which is harder, honestly.
I hope you can laugh through all this. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha. And I feel like because it's quarantine, we should both give our tagline.
We love you, community.
Community.
Have a great day. Stay safe and sane.
Stay safe. get better, everyone who's sick, and hopefully this will pass soon.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Take care.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.